Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Highland Elementary Principal Jane O'Leary about the school's tornado drill procedure during Severe Weather Awareness Week. What is Highland Elementary doing for Severe Weather Awareness Week?
So we will participate in the statewide drills, which I think is on Wednesday. So we'll do that. When we do those drills, teachers go over that, over the protocols and the reasons why before and or after we do the drills. And then classroom teachers each individually do different things in their classroom. So, you know, some make posters, some read books. Some of the grades have weather as their science kit, and they have, like, the weather guy from KCRG or whoever come down and talk about severe weather and stuff like that. It might not happen this very same week. So we're kind of doing that. We don't just do it this week, I guess is what I'm saying. We do it throughout the year.
And for the procedure for Highland Elementary, where do the students and staff go in case of a tornado or in the situation of a severe thunderstorm?
So a severe thunderstorm, we just stay inside. So we're never outside if there's thunder. So we don't necessarily wait to see lightning. If we hear thunder, then we come inside. And then the tornado area, we have the center of our building where you first enter, both hallways to the east and the west. Those are built to be safe as a tornado shelter. And so the kids are in those hallways and they get down in the, you know, the crouched position and protect their bellies and their heads up against the lockers. And the teachers are helping the kids make sure that they understand how to be safe. And that's kind of what we do.
And how do the elementary students typically react to procedures like tornado drills?
So we do a minimum of 2 tornado drills a semester. So they would get at least 4 a year. So for the most part, they're very good. Sometimes there's a little bit of talking, and so then we have to help them understand, you know, you really need to be quiet so you can hear the directions. But they really do a pretty good job of it. Kindergartners, of course, it's a little scarier. It's, you know, they haven't done very many and they're not sure what it means. Same thing with the fire drills. You know, those loud noises scare them. But for the most part, after that, kids are pretty good with it. You do have kids with special needs, you know, maybe on the spectrum or something that might get a little bit more scared. And we have to make sure that they understand and are safe as well.
For any students, how does the staff and administration demonstrate the seriousness of performing the drill without scaring them or at least trying to make them feel safe at the same time?
We plan our drills out, but if there's a drill and it's a day that looks like there could be a tornado, we do not do a drill because that really scares kids. They're looking at the sky. If it's a really nice sunny day, they're pretty sure it's a tornado, just a tornado drill and not the actual. There's not actually a tornado. So we try and do that. And then just the conversations before and after help kids understand, you know, that we're all here to be safe and we're going to do our best to help everybody be safe. And then at that point, you know, they can answer questions for kids and things like that.
Why is it important that schools like Highland Elementary do tornado drills 4 times a year?
The legal answer is it's legally required. The educational answer is that when people have a chance to rehearse things, whether it's in their mind or a tabletop exercise or actually doing the exercise, they build a pathway in their brain that allows them to pull that out in times of stress. So if they're practicing it when they're calm, they're more likely to be able to think that way when they're stressed. So the thought is if we practice when people are calm and we're talking it through, when and if a situation happens, then kids will be able to think through what they need to do or understand the directions a little better. Maybe they're scared and don't necessarily remember what to do, but then when a teacher says something, they've already done it, so they know what to do. And it just helps. It helps with the efficiency and the effectiveness of the drill, of this actual plan to be safe.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Highland Elementary Principal Jane O'Leary talking about the school's tornado drill procedure during the Severe Weather Awareness Week. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.